And we're underway here in the Leaf Center in West Dundee, Illinois, between the Romeoville Huskies number 2 and Leafs number 2. Thanks for joining us on SportstownChicago.com. Puck inside the Leafs zone, now just chipped out center ice, skating up with it now, number 53 for the Leafs. That is Hunter Irizarry. And he'll take the puck at center ice and flip it inside the Romeoville zone. Behind his own net, picking up the loose puck and skating along the far boards where that puck's kept in by the Leafs. Now skating back with it, number 47, Nico Casamassimo. He'll throw it along the near boards. Still inside the Romeoville Huskies zone and holding on to make the save is goaltender Ashley Oman for the Huskies. So Oman holds on, and there'll be a faceoff to Oman's right along the near boards inside the Huskies zone. Draw won by the Leafs. Shot on net gets deflected. Rabe's shot on net hit a skate and deflected to the far boards. Now coming in with a backhander off the helmet and behind the net. Good scoring opportunity there for the Leafs here in the early going in period one. Now the Huskies will ring it all the way down for an icing call. And we'll have a faceoff back inside the Huskies zone. No score here. 11:39 to play in the first period. All right, you should see levels. All right, and the faceoff won by the Huskies. They'll dump it out the center ice. And the play is inside the Huskies zone. Leafs steal and knocked out the center ice. Now the puck goes inside the Husky zone. Skating with it now will be Christian Novi. Novi will throw it along the far boards, and that puck is chipped back in by Justin Hanzar. And now the puck will go into the corner back up at the far point. Shot. Whoa, and a deflection there on a nice shot by Alex Berlin from the far point. But the Huskies come out with it. Center ice. Chipped into the Leaf zone. Berlin will chase after it for the Leafs. And now the puck will get out to center ice. Behind the net. Leafs getting up with it. Huskies dump it into the Leaf zone, and that puck is picked up by Matthew Michelek. Throw it into the far boards. Now chipped out to center ice. Huskies will take control in their own zone, throw it out to center ice. And that puck is stolen away. Huskies will have to retreat back at center ice, dumping it into the zone, but losing it now. And skating after it for the Huskies, number 47, Nico Casamassimo, will throw it along the far boards. Puck gets loose in the slot, however. Leafs putting on pressure inside the Huskies zone into the near corner. Digging it out, skating with it, doing a good job there is Colin Young. Young will throw it to the far boards inside the Huskies zone. And the puck gets loose to center ice. Leafs will have to regroup. In goal for the Leafs tonight is John Wittenberg, number 13. And puck battle at center ice. Hanzar will flip it inside to the Husky zone. And skating after it will be Nico Casamassimo. He'll skate it up center ice. Loses the puck. Leto for the Leafs. Fires a shot from the near circle. And that was a nice save made by Ashley Ullman of the Huskies. Leto now centering pass to Craig. Craig coming into the slot. Oh, and he's bumped off the play, and a collision in front of goaltender Ullman. It was a nice defensive play there by the Huskies to interrupt that scoring attempt for Craig. And we'll have a faceoff inside the Huskies zone. Faceoff will be to the right of Ullman. 8:28 to play, no score. And the puck shot behind the net. Leafs looking to set up. Coming out from the far circle, dumping it behind the net. And Gilbert. Gilbert will get it over to the far corner and now dump back over to the near corner. And behind the Huskies' net again. Battle on the boards. Parker McElroy doing a good job coming out with the puck now. Over to the park. Troiani fires a shot from the near point. That got deflected off the skate of Jacob Buss and went wide of the net. Huskies still unable to clear the puck out of the zone. Gilbert keeping it in. Trying to throw it on net, but that was intercepted. Now the puck is at center ice. Troiani for the Leafs skating in along the near boards. Tries a flip shot, fanned on it, went behind the Huskies net and digging it out in the corner, number 15, Christian Novi for the Huskies. And now the puck is loose, fired out to center ice, is going to go all the way down for another icing call. No icing there. Waved off. Play now inside the Leaf zone along the near boards. Now carrying it in for the Leafs and flipping it on net was number 97, Justin Hanzar. He'll go off for a change. Justin will go off for a change. And the Huskies look to get inside the Leafs zone. So after an early start inside the Leafs zone, all of the play pretty much has been inside the Huskies zone. Leto along the near boards loses the puck. Now he looks to get it back and is in a puck battle with Kevin McKenna. Wolves get it out, center ice. Skating with it now, bringing it inside the zone. Dylan Westfall. Westfall throws it behind the Leafs net. And picking up the loose puck is Ryan Rabe. Rabe loses it in the slot, fires the shot. And that went wide. Pearson Boisel's shot went wide of goaltender John Wittenberg. Now the puck's in the corner, shot from the far point on net. Oh, and a nice centering attempt there. Pass from Dylan Westfall trying to connect into the slot with Pearson Boisel, and that shot went wide into the netting, and we have a faceoff inside the Leafs zone. To the left of Wittenberg. Now the puck goes behind the net into the far corner. Gilbert will chase after it. The Huskies number 51, Nate Guzman, keeps it gummed up along the boards there. Now we have a three-man battle ensuing, and the Leafs come out with it. There's number 99, Spencer Sherman. Huskies keep it in at the far point. Troiani trying to dig it outside the zone. Leafs do get it out. Gilbert skating inside the blue line. Fires a shot from the far side, and that went on net. Stick to side by Ashley Ullman. And intercepted over the blue line, trying to carry it in, but losing the puck was number 14 of the Leafs. That was Colin Young. And now the Huskies will go the other way. Troiani will throw it along the far boards for the Leafs. Kept in at the point, however, by number 24, Joey Vodges. Leafs dig the puck out in the near corner. 4:46 to play. No score here. Huskies keep the puck in temporarily, and it's knocked out, and the Huskies have to regroup. And coming out with the puck now, Kelleher along the near boards for the Leafs inside the Husky zone. Still has the puck, throws it behind the net to the other corner, and the Huskies' number seven, Jacob Buss, will look to carry that puck forward. Center ice move over the blue line. Buss skating in all the way. Near circle shot, hits the side of the net. Buss looking to center, and that shot attempt hit the side of the net. On the shot attempt by Aaron Munson. Now the Leafs break out. Puck shot inside the Husky zone, then shot back out center ice, dumped back in by number 99, Spencer Sherman. And picking up the loose puck and skating forward now for the Huskies was Kyle Hickman. He had a little trouble with it. Now he'll throw it along the near boards. That'll go out to center ice all the way inside the Leafs zone. Gilbert will chase after it for the Leafs. Loses the puck behind the net. Stolen. Centered it into the slot. Munson tried to feed it. And that puck still loose in the slot. Gilbert, however, takes control for the Leafs. Let's skate to center ice. Fires it on net. Omen will hold on with a streaking Parker McElroy coming into the crease. So Ashley Omen decides to hold on. There'll be a faceoff to Omen's right with 3:23 to play here in the first period. No score. The Romeoville Huskies number two and Leafs number two. Leafs win the draw. Michalek along the boards for the Leafs. Tried to dig it out of there. Now we have a five-player scrum along the boards. The Huskies come out with it. Leafs knock it back inside the Husky zone, however. Now out to center ice. Huskies looking to advance. Possible three on two. Puck chipped into the far corner, and skating after it will be the Huskins' Dylan Westfall. Puck is loose now over at the near point and throwing it into the corner, number 15, Christian Novi. Centering attempt, puck loose in the slot. And Wittenberg will hold on as there were no Huskies ready for that loose puck in the crease, so Wittenberg holds on. And we'll have a face-off to the left of John Wittenberg inside the Leaf zone. Score, no score, with 2:43 to play in period number one. All right, puck along the far boards. Sherman has it for the Leafs behind his own goal line. Looks to get it out. And carrying the puck forward now, it would be Spencer Sherman to Craig along the near boards. Makes a nice move in the corner and gets the puck over to Leto. Leto behind the Huskies' net. Tries a wraparound and getting to the post in time, Ashley Omen. That puck went behind the net. So good attempt there by Leto and a better attempt by Omen to put the pads on the side there and not allow that wraparound opportunity. Craig has it. Tried to feed it to the far point. Able to. And Sherman chips it into the near boards. Puck still inside the Husky zone. And Leto picks up the loose puck. Tries another backhander. That time unable to connect on it. Sherman from the far point. Throws it towards the net, intercepted by the Huskies, and they're going to skate out, bringing the puck forward. It's Kyle Hickman. Hickman dumps it inside the Leaf zone as the Huskies go for a player change. And now McElroy will chip it out to center ice. Stolen away by the Huskies. And then the puck gets chipped out to the neutral zone. Huskies will have to regroup. Now the puck back inside the Leaf zone and skating after it is Michalek for the Leafs. Gets knocked down, but not before he's able to get the puck around to the far boards where Gilbert will go after it for the Leafs. Gilbert digs it out, centers it to McElroy. McElroy center ice. Puck stolen away by the Huskies and thrown back inside the Leaf zone. Trewin has it now. On the far board, skating it forward, Alex Berlin loses the puck. Leafs get it back. Attempt for Young was intercepted by the Huskies and shoveled out to center ice. Berlin will throw it back inside the Husky zone, however, and then he'll go off for a change. Puck at the blue line. Rabe does a nice job of keeping it in. And in the slot, Young tried to get a shot off. Knocked down, and then the puck goes into the far corner. Good effort there by Rabe to keep that puck in at the blue line, creating an offensive chance for the Leafs. But the Huskies were able to recover. Troiani for the Leafs throws the puck towards center ice, and that'll end the first period. No score after one period of play. And the referee has blown the whistle, so both teams are going to head out to center ice for the second period faceoff. Welcome back to NIHL Hockey here on SportsTownChicago.com. So glad you could join us. And the NIHL game of the week between the Romeoville Huskies and the Leafs number two team. No score after one period of play. Chances on both ends. More so on the Romeoville side. However, both goaltenders coming up strong. Ashley Oman in net for the Huskies and John Wittenberg for the Leafs. No score after one period of play as we get ready for period two. And the faceoff is underway. Leafs are battling, and they corral the puck. Leafs are going left to right this time, this period. Coming into the zone is Craig near circle, has the puck stolen away inside the Romeoville zone. Kept in, however, by Shireman near the point. And then Irizarry throws it down low into the corner. Coming on shooting, Craig fires a shot wide across the street. Across the crease, I should say. And now Romeoville, the Huskies, come out with it inside the zone of the Leafs. And then it gets kicked back out to center ice. Dumped back in, however, by Romeoville. It goes behind the net. Now the Leafs looking to play it along the near boards. Chipped out. Center ice. Coming in with a head of steam for the Leafs is Joseph Leto. Leto loses the puck. Knocked back into the zone, but Leto hadn't cleared at the time. Now the Huskies will look to regroup behind their own goal line. Along the far boards, losing the puck and going back after it, chasing it for the Leafs now. Number eight, that's Parker McElroy, will throw it into the near corner inside the Huskies zone. Huskies having a little trouble clearing the puck out of the zone here in the early going of the second period. Leafs doing a good job of keeping the puck in the play. However, nothing going towards net. Everything's out on the perimeter here as it goes along the far board. Still kept in, however. Nice job by the Leafs. See if they can get a centering opportunity here. Let the Huskies pick up the puck along the near boards, and they get it chipped out. Now it goes back behind the goal line. Skating with it will be the Huskies' Kevin McKenna, and he loses it. Goes behind the net, picked up by his defense partner, Nico Casamassimo, and Massimo tips it up along the near boards, gets out to center ice. Skating in with it is the Huskies' Nate Guzman. And he throws it over the far boards inside the Leafs zone, but the Leafs clear it out to the neutral zone. Brought back in, however, by Guzman. Guzman throws it down low behind the net. Chasing after it for the Leafs is Spencer Shireman. Now along the far boards inside the Leafs zone, kept in nicely, however, by Christian Novi of the Huskies, and he'll throw it into the near corner for the Leafs in the Leafs zone. And the Leafs look to battle and clear it out. And it comes just outside the blue line now as there's a 5-6-man scrum. And now the puck gets loose, goes into on net. Puck is loose and in. No, wait. Now he's saying they're waving it off. At first I thought it was in. And the scramble there, however, referee waved it off. Oh, and the net got off its mooring. So Wittenberg, even though the puck looked like it was sliding into the net there, the net had come off its mooring. So we're going to have a faceoff to the right of goaltender John Wittenberg inside the Leafs zone. With both teams still trying to get on the board here. We're scoreless after two periods of play. Well, after one period of play, and so far here in the second period. Faceoff won by the Leafs. Getting it out to the neutral zone. Center ice now. Irizarry chasing after it. He's going in towards the near circle. Ullman lets the puck slide behind the net. And then now the puck's thrown along the near boards inside the Huskies zone. There's a 3-4 player pileup there for the puck. Coming out with it now is number 65 thrown towards the net. Huskies take it away, however, and now they come out to center ice. Dumping it into the Leafs zone was Dylan Westfall into the near corner. Leafs look to clear, not out. Westfall gets it to the point. Near point shot. That whistle's wide. Good shot attempt there by the Huskies' Nico Casamassimo, but it goes into the far corner. Still inside the zone. Leafs looking to clear. Puck in the slot. Puck is loose. Now it comes outside center ice zone. Craig with a head of steam over the blue line. Fires the puck on net. Omen sinks the save, and then she leaves that rebound for the Huskies as they look to get it outside the zone. Not out. Shireman keeps it in at the near point. Goes towards the net, and Kevin McKenna throws it behind the net. And the Huskies' Nick Casamassimo looking to get the puck, but it's not out. Leafs battling. Puck loose in the slot. A shot attempt there on Omen, and she was able to get a pad on it. Now another centering attempt. This time it was intercepted by the Leafs. Nice play there. Nice stick work by Jacob Buss. Puck battle. Shireman throws a shot from the near point. That goes far to the glove side of Ashley Omen, then goes over to the far boards where it's kept in temporarily. And then it's knocked out and then brought back into the Husky zone, but the Huskies take the puck at center ice. Dumping the puck in and having it taken away was Joey Vodges. And now the Leafs with a two-on-one centering attempt. Oh, and a nice play and an even better save by Omen. They blew the whistle. The puck was laying loose, however. But a nice play there by the Leafs on that centering attempt, two-on-one attempt. Just unable to put that puck in the net, however, was Colin Young. And so we remain scoreless. Scoreless as we continue on here into the second period. Face-off inside the Husky zone. That's won by the Huskies, but taken away by the Leafs. Now chasing after it for the Huskies will be Christian Novi. He loses it. Puck goes into the far circle. Leafs have it. That's Kelleher getting it over to the near point. The shot attempt was blocked. And now the Huskies go chase the puck over in the far corner, and they look to chip it out. Not out. Kept in at the point by the Leafs. Now behind the goal line. Good puck battles here going on in the second period. And a little more physical play on both sides. Leafs putting on the pressure. Troiani. Pass attempt gets stolen away in the slot. Now we have a lead pass attempt coming out. Nate Guzman. Guzman looking for a centering attempt. Throws it on net. Wittenberg makes the initial save. And then he covers up the rebound with a couple Huskies players looming nearby. So we'll hold on for the faceoff here. And the faceoff will be to the right of John Wittenberg inside the Leafs zone. We are still scoreless here in period two. Thanks for joining us on the NIHL Game of the Week. This is Eric Willowite, and the NIHL Game of the Week on Sportstown Chicago is powered by the Illinois Media School. Shot on net on the side of the net. Wittenberg gets the pad to hold it, not allowing anything to come inside. Sneak by him on the corner by the post there. A good job by Wittenberg. Cover up. Now another faceoff to his right inside the Leafs zone. Leafs win the draw. Chip to the near boards, taken away by the Huskies. Now battle ensues in the near corner. And still battling. Kept in now at the point. That was Casamassimo. He throws it behind the net. Backhand attempt there by Ryan McMaster. And the net came off the moorings again. So the referee is going to put that net back on. Play stops. This time the faceoff will be to the left of goaltender John Wittenberg inside the Leafs zone. No score here in the second period. As we get ready for the draw, this time the Huskies win the draw. Back to the far point. Shot on net. Rebound. Loose score. And we have a goal. Getting the goal on the rebound attempt was Dylan Westfall, putting that puck in the net. And now the score 1-0. Our first goal of the game for either team comes on the rebound attempt, or the rebound shot, I should say, from Dylan Westfall, coming from the point shot from Kevin McKenna. So nice job there by the Huskies to win the faceoff and then get the point, the shot, the puck over to the far point, shot on net. And then it was rebounded. And then able to put that puck in the net was Dylan Westfall, and it's 1-0. Now play resumes along the boards. Bus takes it for the Huskies over the blue line. Gets around a defender. Nice shot. Nice stick handling. But the shot goes wide of goaltender John Wittenberg. Goes behind the net. Puck goes through the crease of Wittenberg. And now the Leafs will take possession along the near boards. Dumping it in will be Gilbert. And then he'll go off for a change. And the puck goes into the near corner inside the Husky zone along the near boards. Puck now chipped out the center ice. Skating after it will be number 14 for the Leafs. That is Colin Young. And Young throws it to the far boards. The Huskies take control. Center ice. Chipped into the Leaf zone. And then dump back out, where the Leafs will dump it back inside the Huskies zone. That was Connor Kelleher dumping it inside the Huskies zone. But the Huskies look to clear but not out. Troiani keeping it penned in along the far boards. And he'll throw it back in with a backhand attempt. And now coming loose to the near circle, Young. Young has it, being defended, being kept on the perimeter. Now the puck goes loose in the slot. Oh, and that shot attempt there by Leto goes off the skate of the Huskies and into the far corner along the far boards, where Troiani will ring it back around behind the Huskies net. That's Christian Novi. He'll ring it around to the near boards. And the Huskies still having trouble getting it out as Shireman fires a shot from the near point, and Ashley Ullman will hold on for the faceoff. 1-0 here in period number two. Faceoff will be to the left of Ashley Ullman inside the Husky zone as the Leafs try and tie this game up. Craig on the faceoff, and now Craig will get bounced. And coming in will be Irizarry for the Leafs. And the Huskies win the draw. Throw the puck along the near boards, where the shot by Shireman was blocked. Skating into the zone now is Nate Guzman. Guzman throws it over to the far side. And then that's thrown down below the goal line. Bumped off the puck, thrown over to the near point. Leafs come out with it. They exit the zone. Leto. Leto along the far boards, far circle. Tries a backhand pass that was intercepted by the Huskies, however. And the Huskies look to go the other way. They get it outside the zone, center ice. Inside the zone, gets around a defender and loses the puck at the last minute. Fires a backhand, however. That's a great play by Aaron Munson to regain control of the puck and get the backhand shot attempt after initially losing the puck on that breakout opportunity. Now here's Munson again. Gets by another defender. Very slippery movements here. Munson kind of half fans on that shot. Didn't get enough on it. Now a Leafs player loses balance behind the goal line. Gets back up on his skates, however. That was number 67, Kevin Craig. And Craig chips it out to center ice. Leto has it for the Leafs. Dumps it inside the Husky zone, and Leto will go off for a change. As here comes the Huskies again. Along the near boards. Out center ice. Four-man battle along the near boards at center ice. And Casamassimo will throw it inside the Leaf zone. Gilbert will pick the puck, loose puck up along the near boards, and he'll get it out to center ice, where the Huskies will chase after it now inside their own zone. Oh, taken down. Number 44, Kyle Hickman, as his stick went flying, and we're going to have a penalty here. This is going to be a power play attempt for the Huskies, as McElroy will go to the box for the Leafs. Parker McElroy going to the box. And the first power play of the period here will go to the Huskies. And the faceoff will come outside the Huskies zone just along the near boards here from our vantage point. All right, faceoff. Controlled. Well, not controlled. Looks like the Leafs take possession. And we have another stoppage of play. Let's see what the call is here. You know, both teams looking around trying to find out what the exact situation is. So it looks like we might have another penalty. All right, well, we're going to have a stoppage of play here. Okay, so it looks like, based on what we're looking at here, it looks like the referee wanted both teams to change lines, thought the play was getting a little chippy, perhaps. Then there's another player going into the box for the Leafs. So now they're going to be down another man. And I did not see another player go into the box for the Huskies. So this could be a two-man advantage for Romeoville. Gilbert on the draw for the Leafs. Huskies take possession, however. Dylan Westfall skating into the zone along the near boards inside the Leafs zone. Battling into the near corner. He has Aaron Munson there for support. Munson comes out with it. Near circle shot on net! And a nice save there by Wittenberg. Kept in, however, by at the far point. Now at the near point. And taking the puck now is Nate Guzman. Guzman throws it over to the far point. Shot towards the net. That was Pearson Boisel. And the puck goes behind the goal line where Munson will take it. Munson feeds it into the slot. Back to Boisel. Now over to the near point. Deflected. Oh, that was like a pinball there. It bounced three different times before it was eventually cleared by the Leafs. So good puck movement there by the Huskies, but nothing to show for it so far on the power play. As the Huskies look to advance inside the zone. Again, this is a 5-on-3 now for the Huskies. And the Leafs clear. Inside their own zone, picking up the puck will be Pearson Boisel. Boisel gets it along to the near boards. Chipped out to center ice and coming back to grab that puck. And then move it forward, Nate Guzman. And now here come the Huskies, but they come in offsides. And so the faceoff will come outside the Leafs zone. Just along the near boards, or the far boards, I should say, in front of the Romeoville bench. 1-0, the Huskies over the Leafs here in period two. Taking the draw for the Huskies and winning the draw. And now going along the near boards. That's Jacob Buss. Buss throws it into the slot. Shot! Oh, that was a save. He didn't even know he made the save. Nico Comparetto with the shot. And Wittenberg wasn't even sure that he had made the save. He was looking behind him, but the puck deflected into the near corner. Now here come the Huskies again. Drop pass to the defense. Poked away nicely by the Leafs, and they'll clear. So good job there to prevent a scoring opportunity on a nice setup by the Huskies as the Leafs sticks. Defenders get the sticks in the lanes, and then nice poke check there to prevent any more onward rush. Now the puck loose in the near circle. Leafs looking to clear. And puck battle along the near boards. Dug out by the Leafs. Kept in, however, by the Huskies with 40 seconds remaining in period two. And we have another stoppage of play here. And let's see what the call is. Might have another shorthanded opportunity. Both teams are back at full strength. So the Leafs did a nice job of killing off that power play or that penalty and to keep this a one-goal game. Huskies take possession of the puck. Throw it out to center ice. Puck now into the Leafs zone where the Leafs look to clear. They do. They get it out inside the zone. Carrying it forward is Hunter Irizarry. Irizarry throws it behind the net. Irizarry has it again. Tries to get it to Craig. But that's stolen away by the Huskies along their own near boards. Out to center ice. Dumped in by Pearson Boisel. And the Leafs will look to play it along the far boards inside the Leafs zone. Puck is loose. Chipped out towards the blue line. Puck finally escapes the zone. And a centering attempt there was taken away, however, by the Huskies. And that'll do it for period number two. So two periods are in the books. And the score is Romeoville Huskies 1, the Leafs 0, with the Huskies getting on the board on the strength of the goal by Dylan Westfall. So Dylan Westfall getting the goal to put the Huskies on the board here through two periods of play. So now both teams will talk things over between periods here, between periods two and three. And both goaltenders really doing a nice job in terms of keeping the puck out of the net. The one goal that was let in by goaltender John Wittenberg, can't really fault him too much there. It was a nice faceoff win for the Huskies, and shot from the point was initially saved and deflected out, and then the rebound found the stick of Dylan Westfall, and he was able to put it past John Wittenberg for the goal for the Romeoville Huskies. So they'll take the lead here 1-0 going into the third period of play. So exciting times here in this game. Good performances by both teams, I definitely have to say, as they are stepping up their level of play in this game and showing good competitive hockey as we get ready for period three. We are at the Leafs Ice Center in West Dundee, Illinois. Thanks for joining us for the NIHL Game of the Week on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Eric Willowhite here with the play-by-play as we get set for period number three, our final period. And here we go. Leafs take possession of the puck. And now the puck is knocked along into the neutral zone, so we'll have a little neutral zone play for a little bit here as both teams catch their bearings for period three. Troiani chips it to center ice. Hanzar has it. Throws it inside the Husky zone. Huskies now going left to right, and Leafs going right to left. Leafs are inside their own zone, looking to get it out. Unable to do so, however, as the Huskies look to pin the puck inside the zone. That's Ryan McMaster. Now the Leafs throw it along the far boards. They get it out to center ice. Hanzar will skate after it. Unable to keep the puck, however, and stolen away by Aaron Munson of the Huskies. Now the Leafs get it back. It's a little game of giveaway here going on between both teams here in the early going of period number three. Dumping it back into his own zone was Dylan Westfall, the lone goal scorer so far. But the puck was brought back in offsides by the Leafs inside the Husky zone. So the faceoff's going to come outside the Husky zone here along the near boards. 1-0 Huskies over the Leafs. And the faceoff won by the Huskies goes back inside their own zone, however, and they'll have to regroup. That's Kyle Hickman. Hickman loses the puck, goes to the near corner where that's thrown to the point. Rabe. Rabe has it at the near point. Throws it to the circle, near circle, back to Rabe. Rabe throws it towards the net, and that gets deflected out along to the far boards, and the Huskies are able to clear. Throwing it into the far corner now inside the Leaf zone. Now the Leafs will look to regroup. Rabe to Gilbert, and Gilbert gets it out to the blue line to Leto, and Leto gets it out to center ice. Oh, and a big hit there by Rabe, knocking down number 16, Dylan Westfall, and a goal for the Huskies. Had my eye on that big hit there, but coming up and making the goal. Nice play there. So now that'll make the score 2-0 in favor of Romeoville Huskies as Pearson Boisel is able to grab that puck and fire that puck between the pads of goaltender John Wittenberg, and now that'll increase the lead to 2-0 in favor of Romeoville here in period number three. Now the puck inside the zone, inside the Leafs zone. Leafs will circle and try and get the puck out. That's Matthew Mihalik. Mihalik circling back behind his own net, looking to clear it out along the near boards to Leto. Leto chips it out to center ice. Taken away by Craig. Craig has a head of steam along the near boards, and that puck was poked off the stick by Nico Casamassimo. Nice job there getting that puck off the stick of Craig. Now Craig battling Casamassimo. Comes back to the point. Oh, what a shot there. But just going wide, shot by Spencer Shireman. Leafs putting on the pressure here as they're trying to get on the board. Puck kept in at the blue line. Flipped towards the crease area or the slot area. But then the Huskies are able to get it out, and the Leafs will have to regroup along the near boards. Chipped out to center ice now to the blue line. Inside the Husky zone. Huskies have the puck at their near circle. Throwing it over to the far boards. Kept in at the point, however, by Colin Young. Young battling along the far boards. Now skating after it is Nico Camporetto for the Huskies. Throws it to the near boards. Shireman will come in from the point to keep that puck along the near boards inside the Husky zone. And coming out with it was Shireman, fires a shot. And that gets deflected into the near corner by Ashley Oman. Oh, Ashley Oman using her lumber there, trying to keep a Leafs player getting near the crease. It was knocking down number 17, Alex Berland. So watch out for Ashley Oman and that stick. Oh, and a centering attempt there for Colin Young. Wasn't able to corral the puck. Otherwise, that would have been a good scoring opportunity for the Leafs as they try and get on the board here in period number three. Good action here by the Leafs, putting on the pressure. Along the near board, Shireman has it for the Leafs, throws it inside the Huskies zone, goes into the corner in the near corner, and chasing after it, Kevin McKenna for the Huskies. Unable to keep the puck, however, so now the puck skates to or trickles behind the goal line, and now the net came off the moorings again. I don't think the referees saw that, however. And then puck chipped inside the Leafs zone. Leafs have the puck along the near boards. And the Huskies look to keep it in, and they do. Behind the goal line, throwing it into the far corner. And the puck chipped out to center ice. All right, 2-0 here in favor of the Huskies with 8:22 remaining in period number three. Sorry for the technical difficulties in our audio and video stream here. We are now live on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com between the Romeoville Huskies number two and Leafs number two. We're here at the Leafs Ice Center. Period number three, the Huskies are up 2-0 with 7:56 remaining in period number three. All right, puck inside in the neutral zone. Leafs looking to carry it in, and they do. Craig on the far boards. Now the puck gets chipped into the far corner, and chasing after it is the Huskies' Nate Guzman. He'll throw it around the near boards, and that puck gets cleared out. Craig takes the puck back for the Leafs. Centering attempt to Young. Young at center ice, skating it. Trying to get it over along the far boards, and he's muscled off the puck there by two Husky players. And the Huskies take possession. Christian Novy at center ice loses the puck, and the puck gets knocked into the Leafs zone. Troiani going after it for the Leafs. Now Kelleher has it. Kelleher loses the puck. Now puck in thrown behind the goal of the Leafs. And back out to the near point. Throwing the puck on net. Good idea there by Christian Novy, throwing it on net. But making the save was John Wittenberg. He kind of wedged it between his glove and his armpit. Holds on for the faceoff to his left here in period number three with the Huskies leading 2-0, 6:41 remaining. All right, puck shoveled out to center ice, neutral zone. Leafs looking to generate some offense here. Try and get back into this game. They can get a quick goal here. And then they can put some pressure on the Huskies. Right now, the Huskies in the driver's seat, up 2-0. Puck along the near boards and skated out. Dumped into the zone by the Huskies' Kevin McKenna. And it goes behind the net. Now Leto for the Leafs, unable to corral that pass. McKenna will take it again for the Huskies. Puck at the blue line, dumped in by Joey Vogdis, and then he'll go off for a change. Now Leafs take possession, trying to feed it to Leto. And he has the puck stolen away at the blue line, but Leto chips it forward into the neutral zone on center ice. McKenna dumps it back into the Leaf zone. And also throwing it in now is Kyle Hickman. Or I'm sorry, that's number 14, Aaron Munson for the Huskies, looking to keep it inside the Leaf zone. Leafs are able to clear, but Munson steals the puck back, gets over the blue line, throws it along to the far boards. And puck chipped out by the Leafs. And the Huskies coming in offsides. 5:10 to play, 2-0 in favor of the Romeoville Huskies, number 2. Faceoff will come outside the Leafs zone in front of the Leafs bench, just along the far boards. Leafs chipping it out to center ice. Huskies looking to throw it back in. And at a six-player pileup here along the near boards right in front of our camera. And the Huskies finally gain possession, throw it inside the Leaf zone. Michalik will take it there for the Leafs, throws it to the near boards. Intercepted, however, by the Huskies and thrown back into the near corner. Troiani and Dylan Westfall battle for the puck. Huskies come out with it. Puck thrown into the slot. However, the Leafs take it away. Kelleher chips it forward, goes inside the Huskies zone. Leafs go for a player change. Now a fresh set of Leafs on the ice. And the puck gets chipped out center ice. Skating forward with it for the Huskies, Nate Guzman. Throws it over. Rink-wide pass over to Aiden Ryan. And Ryan's shot went wide of the net. Rebound kicked out. Wittenberg holds on. We'll have a faceoff inside the Leaf zone again with 4:07 to play. Again, the Leafs trailing 2-0. So this faceoff will be to the left of Wittenberg. And Leafs with the puck rayed behind his own net. Now gets it along the near boards. Intercepted by the Huskies into the near corner. Puck gets chipped out to center ice, and players knocked down there. McElroy will flip it, but the Huskies do a good job of shoveling it out to center ice. So anytime the puck gets in the neutral zone area there, the Huskies have been right on top of the Leafs, not allowing them to get inside the Husky zone, at least with any consistency, here through 2 periods and 3 minutes remaining here in the third. And obviously that's reflected in the score so far, 2-0 in favor of the Romeoville Huskies. All right, Huskies break out with it. Skating it into the neutral zone. Into the Leaf zone now, throwing it along the near boards. That's Jacob Buss. Puck gets kicked out, though, however, to center ice. Huskies will have to regroup. Leto battling it along the board for the Leafs. And it goes to Troiani. Troiani, rink-wide pass over to Young. Young over the blue line inside the Huskies zone. Taken down. No call there. And the puck gets out to the far point. McElroy firing it on net. Puck is loose. Puck is still loose. Leto had it for a moment there. Now it goes along the near boards. Now Craig near circle. Has the puck stolen away by the Huskies, however, and Huskies are able to clear. Michalik will chase after it for the Leafs with 2:20 remaining He falls down temporarily, back on his skates. But the Huskies come in, putting on pressure. Puck is loose, gets flown towards the net. And now it's back behind the net. Troiani will kick it over to the far corner while Young will pick it up for the Leafs. Fans on his clearing attempt, and that's kept in at the point by the Huskies' Kyle Hickman. Now the puck loose out to center ice. It'll break for Young. Young looking to get a shot off, but two Huskies defenders got in his way and prevented a scoring opportunity for the Leafs, a scoring opportunity they desperately need at this point, trailing 2-0 with 1:39 to play. Inside the Huskies zone, Kelleher chips it back behind the goal line, and chasing after it will be the Leafs' Brendan Gilbert. Gilbert looking to center, and it goes on net. Or it's wedged on the back of the net, I should say. Side of the net, we're going to have a faceoff to the left of Ashley Oman inside the Husky zone. So this is a key faceoff for the Leafs. If they can win, get a shot attempt here. Puck still loose at center ice. Now goes to the far point. Puck tipped towards net, but then goes behind the net and along the near boards. Now run around to the far corner, and Breslin will chase after it for the Leafs. Dumps it towards the far corner. Now Kelleher has it, fires the shot. Oman makes the save. Rebound loose, kicked out to the far corner. Huskies look to clear. Not out. Nice keep there by Breslin. Doing a good job. Seconds ticking away, however. 52 seconds remaining, and we have a six-player gathering along the far boards. But the Huskies come out with it. Center ice. Feeding, skating in alone now as McAllister. Deeks shoots out. A great save by John Wettenberg. Extending the pad to make a big save there for the Leafs. Puck still inside the Leafs zone. Precious seconds ticking off the clock here. See if Breslin can get this puck out. Not out. Ryan McMaster putting on the pressure to keep the puck inside the Leafs zone. Now it gets cleared. Skidding after it is Kyle Hickman for the Huskies. Craig pressuring. Now he joined by the Hunter Irizarry for the Leafs. 5 seconds remaining. Puck goes into the far corner, and that'll do it. The horn will sound, and the game is over. So the Romeoville Huskies, on the strength of goals in the second and third period, win this game 2-0 over the Leafs' number two team here at the Leafs Ice Center in West Dundee, Illinois. Good game by goaltender Ashley Oman for the shots that she did face, and a great defensive game by the Huskies overall to keep the Leafs off the board. So now you see both teams going out at center ice here doing the handshake ritual after games. It's a great moment of sportsmanship between these teams who competed hard, and the Romeoville Huskies coming out on top today by a score of 2-0. All right, your final score, Romeoville 2. Romeoville number 2-2. And the Leafs number 2-0. This has been your NIHL Game of the Week, brought to you on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com today. Apologize for the technical difficulties, and join us next week as we will be, our game of the week will be next Wednesday at the Robert Crown Center in Evanston. So join us then. Thank you for joining us tonight, everyone, and have a good night.